Welcome to New Wave Heroes. In this show, there's music from The Smiths, XTC, Madness, The Go-Go's, and loads more. Our classic album is The Innocents from Erasure. I'll be taking a fun look at a very old Smash Hits magazine from 1979. There's the first in our new pop quiz feature called New Wave Ninja, and lots more. Let's get into it.
1 hour of non-stop music and memories.
What I call an 80s classic.
Simple Minds and Don't You Forget About Me from 1985 and originally written for the movie The Breakfast Club. Have you seen that? Okay, so loads to come on the show, including coming up next, an exciting new music quiz. So if you like a pub quiz, music round, and you think you know about pop music, this should be right up your alley. Nigel's been on. I've said it before, Nigel, you still need to collect those plans I made for you, mate. And Nigel says, just this week, I heard about a 100-year-old man who did a parachute jump, an 80-year-old running a marathon, and an 85-year-old who went whitewater rafting. I'm pleased with myself when I get my leg in my pants without falling over.
Only the best music. Sound of yesterday today.
That's Westworld and Silver Mac from their 1987 debut album Where the Action Is. And what a great album it is too. Okay, so now it's time for a brand new feature, a pop quiz called New Wave Ninja.
Think you know about music? Get ready to play New Wave Ninja, the ultimate retro pop quiz.
Do you think you have what it takes? I can hear you asking, how does it work, Neil? What do I have to do? Well, it's not complicated. I'm going to ask five questions and I'll give you five answers towards the end of the show. Are you ready? Here goes. Question number one. Which 1982 music video by Duran Duran was filmed on a yacht? Question number two. Can you name what song this is the intro to? Question number three. Which song was famously the first ever music video to be played on MTV? Question number four. Can you name the song that this middle eight was taken from? And finally, question five, which song did the House Martins perform a cappella that reached number one in 1986? That's it, five questions. I'll give you the answers a bit later in the show. Here's the Stranglers for my buddy Rob.
Flashback.
The boys and the girls all dancing around, dancing all night.
intro never sounded so good.
That's the Stranglers and Go Buddy Go. They were the days, eh? Jumping up and down at the front at the Rainbow in London. That was a great music venue back in the day. Okay, still to come on the show, music from the Buzzcocks, XTC and Erasure. After this next track, our fun look at the music press from yesteryear with Dear Editor. And if you want to contact the show, this is how you do it.
You can contact the show by emailing studio@newwaveheroes.com or via the contact page on the website. Just go to newwaveheroes.com.
The Go-Go's and Vacation from 1982, and that was the first single from the album Vacation. The song became one of the Go-Go's highest charting singles, and it reached number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100 in August 1982. Billboard called it a perfect summer record, saying it's up-tempo, optimistic, and the oral companion for lazy days at the beach. Cashbox called it propulsive power pop. I like that, propulsive power pop. Well, there's plenty more of that to come, but first this. A retro look at the music press comes from Smash Hits magazine, 14th of November 1979. Gary Numan is on the front cover looking particularly scary. Dear Editor, have you got Bob Geldof's address so I can send him a comb and instructions on how to use it? That was from Jay Braithwaite, Portsmouth. He obviously didn't get it because he still needs one 46 years later. Dear Editor, we are two heavy rockers and we get your magazine regularly for the decent song words, etc. But what we want is more heavy rock and features. Otherwise, we shall continue to use your mag as a dartboard and publicly cremate Blondie, Gary Numan specials, mods and disco freaks. and that was sent in from Tim and John on the highway from hell. Dear editor, I am suffering from a terrible problem. I like David Bowie and Gary Numan. Can you help? And that was sent in by the Lad Insane. That's not a bad problem to have, is it? Dear editor, I'm writing about the Jackie Hyman letter in your October issue. I'm 14 years old and I fully agree with her. Like her, I've been wanting to see Quadrophenia since I heard about it. And like her, I adore Sting and the Police. She's right about the film's X certificate though. It really is stupid. I mean, it's a film about teenagers, and I'm a teenager. And I'm very angry, and I intend seeing it, if it's the last thing I do. Wow. Signed in anger and determination. And that was from Pauline, White Cross, County Cork, Ayr. Dear editor, I'm writing to complain about people like Carol Thompson's boyfriend. I quote, "My boyfriend, who is a mod, thinks Secret Affair are morons. All he likes is their suits." That's a great example of how teenagers today are following the fashion instead of the music. How many punks are now mods because it's the in thing to do? People like that make me sick. Because they don't give a damn about the music. I'm a punk follower, in brackets, yes we are still about. And I don't intend going on to this new mod craze because I've a mind of my own. Let's not let fashion take over music. And that's from somebody called Allegna, New Malden, Surrey. Getting very passionate there about mods. That was the last letter, but here's a quick album review. Madness, One Step Beyond. This is what Smash Hit said. Entertaining but temporarily likable, but short-lived. The sound of fashion. What does that mean? Good visuals, jolly Chaz and Dave style vocals, busy instrumental touches, matey honky-tonk music, with distinctly dubious lyrics about knicker-knocking. More personality than real songwriting talent. In one ear and out the other music. This year's Buzzards, Members, etc. Best tracks, Razorblade Alley, Land of Hope and Glory. 6 out of 10. That didn't make any sense at all, that review. And this is the album that's got One Step Beyond, My Girl, Nightboat to Cairo, The Prince, Bed and Breakfast Man, and loads of others. I don't think you can describe this next track as in one ear and out the other music. This is The Prince from the album One Step Beyond.
Great music, great memories.
An earthquake is erupting, but not in Orange Street. A ghost dance is preparing, you got to help us with your feet. If you're not in a mood to dance, step back, grab yourself a seat. This may not be uptown Jamaica, but we promise you a treat. I bust the foamy over with your bogus stance, shuffle me off my feet. Even if I kept on running, I'd never get to Orange Street. So I say there's nothing left to say for the man who's dead to beat. So I'll leave it up to you out there to get him back on his feet. Bust me over with your bogus stance, shuffle me off my feet. Even if I kept on running, I'd never get to Orange Street.
Two tracks in a row. First you heard Madness with The Prince, which was their very first single from August 1979, and they got to number 16 on the UK singles chart. And you just heard XTC with All You Pretty Girls, and that was released on their 1984 album The Big Express, and they got to number 55 on the UK charts. Not a big hit, but a good record all the same. Andy Partridge from the band and writer of the song says that song came about while, quote, dicking around, playing some Hendrix. I was just playing this little two-note thing, and I like the inherent melody in it. So, top tip for all students at music school, dick around long enough and you find yourself a hit single. Here's a quick email from Grace. She says, hi Neil, in a recent show you asked if we had a time machine, would we go back to the 80s? If I had a time machine, I'd probably use it so I don't have to throw out so many bags of salad. Yeah, what's that all about? I buy a bag, wait a week, and throw it out. I thought it was just me. After this short retro ad break, I'll be back with more exciting stuff, including our classic album from Erasure and the answers to our new Wave Ninja music quiz. Ooh!
Remember! Get yourself into the gap at our price. The Thompson Twins and their new album Into the Gap is now at our price, just $4.49, album or double play cassette. Our price have over 75 record shops. Find your nearest soon.
Get down to our price.
In a world where AI has taken control, rebels armed with synths, drum machines, and guitars. They're not just rebels, they're new wave heroes. now playing everywhere.
Remember this golden classic. Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Just wanna love like any other, what do I get? I only wanna bend the state to the end, what do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get? I'm in distress, I need a caress, what do I get? I'm a maker, I just need a break. What do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get? I only get sleepless nights, alone, feeling my heart from the bed. The interest in the town I tried, I wish that only happened to me instead. What do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get?
Buzzcox and What Do I Get? And the internet says it provided the Buzzcox with a UK chart debut. Peaked at number 37 on the UK singles chart, February 1978. Remember what you was doing in February 1978? That song also made an appearance in the video game Guitar Hero, Warriors of Rock, and the movie Ghost World. Now I need to bring you this breaking news ahead of our classic album feature. Scientists in Japan have successfully crossed a ghost with a boomerang. They described it as something that's going to come back and haunt you. Russian computer programmers have warned never to use the words beef stew in your password. It's just not strong enough. And finally, a Liverpool man has explained why his wife divorced him after 25 years and his obsession with comics. She said he had too many issues. I'm just going to slip this cheeky one in from the Smiths, and after that, a classic album from Erasure.
Everybody else. shyness that is criminally vulgar. I am the summoner of nothing in particular.
You should shimmer.
Everybody else does.
Now that's what I call a new wave classic.
That's the Smiths from 1984, and how soon is now? Right, I've teased it enough times. Here's this show's classic album, and this time around it's Erasure's The Innocents and their third studio album, released the 10th of April 1988. The Innocents became a first in a long string of number one albums by Erasure in the UK, turning double platinum with sales over 600,000. And thanks to heavy exposure on MTV, it spawned two major Billboard Hot 100 hits and a top 50 placing on the Billboard Hot 200. Wow. And platinum album certification in the US. Interesting that it sold a lot more records in America than in the UK. And to date, it sold more than 5 million copies worldwide. It's their best-selling album to date. Here's a track, and I'll tell you some more on the other side.
Classic albums.
Better that the devil should not be called. If you wanna wed the devil's daughter, I pray to the Lord on high to set you free. Decide to cut him loose and survive on the cunning line. I pray to the Lord on high to rescue me. No one should go through hard times. No one should live in sorrow. Gotta face a darker sky. Gotta lift your head up high. Yeah, you tread, gotta put your money where your heart is.
I pray to the Lord on high to set you free.
Whether you decide to trade your soul for a little of the devil's gold,
I pray to the Lord on high to rescue me.
Between the devil and the deep blue sea,
I pray to the Lord on high to set you free.
There's trouble on your mind when you sleep at night. Won't you come and put your trust in me?
I pray to the Lord on high to rescue me.
That was a track called Yahoo from Erasure's The Innocents album. Metro Weekly said that Yahoo is an almost straightforward gospel raver, hidden as a dance pop tune, complete with a soulful trio of background vocalists. one of whom, Carol Wheeler, would go on to major success singing with Soul to Soul. Another review I found online said that charming in its goofiness, The Innocents serves as a to-the-point pop album that delivers hook after hook. So the album contained three singles, Ship of Fools, Chains of Love, and this 80s synth-pop classic.
Classic albums.
I try to discover a little something to make me sweeter. Oh, baby, refrain from breaking my heart. I'm so in love with you. I'll be forever blue. That you give me no reason.
That's what I call an 80s classic.
And that really is an 80s classic. A Little Respect from the synth-pop duo Erasure. And if you're a DJ at a wedding or a party and it's not going so well, stick that one on. Instant full dance floor, and yes, even the men. So that was a brief look at Erasure's The Innocents album. There could have been a lot more hit singles, I feel, from the album. Not sure why they stopped at three. Anyway, it's a classic album from back in the day, and if you haven't heard it yet, do give it a listen. Time for a few more tracks before we go, but first a quick note from George. And he says, I've had a funny week. I saw my doctor a few days ago, and I showed him the rash on my bum. And now I'm banned from Tesco.
Still I keep full stop. So I awesome 80s.
There goes the beat and ranking full stop, which was one side of a double A-sided single. Remember those? The other being a cover of Smokey Robinson's Tears of a Clown. And that fab track from the beat almost brings us to the end of this New Wave Heroes. A great eclectic mix of music this time around. Before I go, I need to do the big reveal and the answers to the New Wave Ninja Music Quiz. Let's see how you did. So for question number one, I asked which 1982 music video by Duran Duran was filmed on a yacht, and the answer was Rio. For question number two, I asked, can you name what song the intro was from? And the answer was Treason, The Teardrop Explodes. And question number three, I asked which song was famously the first ever music video to be played on MTV. And the right answer is Video Killed the Radio Star, The Buggles. For question number four, I asked, can you name the song that this middle eight was taken from? And the answer was I Got You from Split Enz. And the last one, question number five, I asked which song did the House Martins perform a cappella that reached number one in 1986? And the right answer to that one was Caravan of Love. So how did you do? Are you a New Wave Ninja? There'll be another quiz next time. So that's it for this show. Thanks for listening as always. I've had a lot of fun, I hope you have too. To contact the show you can, simply email studio@newwaveheroes.com or via the contact page on the website. Whilst you're there you can catch up on all the previous shows if you've missed any, or you can listen again. I'll leave you with Fat Gadget and Lady Shave. See you next time. Bye for now.
Flashback.